Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Oliver Norville. Insurance companies in Barbados have been urged to tap into the African market as there are vast investment opportunities there. This from the Minister of the Economy and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman, as he addressed insurance agents during the Barbados Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors at Wyndham Grand Sam Lord's Castle on Saturday night.
Africa, through its continental free trade area, is now the largest trade bloc in the world, larger than the European Union. The European Union has 500 million people in that market. Fantastic market, strategic partnership for us as well, yes. Africa, over 1 billion, totally untapped. And when you talk about life insurance, I also want to challenge you, not just to be a decision in the world, because that's a captive market, given your skill set, given your qualifications of your members to go after. And that's a challenge to you today. Because why? It will redound to the benefit of the region.
He highlighted the importance of investing in the African continent.
Now, why is that also important? Prime Minister continuously talks about the aspect of the Caribbean being possibly uninsurable. Because why? Given our region and the high incidences of natural disasters, climate change, etc., a lot of the insurance companies who are outside that work with our insurance companies here, sometimes they're very scared of the risks. But the African market, given our history and our sound financial models, they're very interested in working with the Caribbean, and in particular, Barbados, given its history. And I want to challenge you, your board, your members, and this is also to the insurance companies that you also work for, continue to explore the African market.
Minister of the Economy and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman. Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley officially declared the 2024 Cropover Festival open yesterday. She emphasized the need to preserve the festival's uniqueness, urging national unity and delivering a stern warning to the perpetrators of gun violence. Speaking at the National Heroes Square during the Digicel ceremonial delivery of the last canes, Prime Minister Motley urged the country to embrace the festival and also called for national unity while issuing a warning to those elements she believes pose a threat to the peace and safety of the society.
My friends, this is our festival. And as I ask the young people to embrace it, and as I ask the older ones among us to teach them, I ask us to remember that this is our country. And our country means that we don't only have the right to enjoy it, we don't only have the right to celebrate and crop over, but we have the obligation to tell who want to get out here and mash up things by shooting guns and doing other things not out here. Because this Barbados and your family and your friends and your community deserves better than to be threatened by a handful of people in this country.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Regional Security Service and the Barbados Defence Force members have begun their humanitarian work to assist the residents of Union Island who were affected by Category 4 Hurricane Beryl. 98% of the island have been destroyed, and at this time, residents are still without electricity, running water, and telecommunications. Color Sergeant of the Barbados Defense Force, Hilroy Stout, told Starcom Network News in St. Vincent they will be providing the supplies to residents and notes the teams have been in training for some time to assist with the relief efforts.
The Barbados Defense Force, right now, we have made up a contingent of the CARICOM Disaster Relief Unit, where that we'll be within St. Vincent and the Grenadines to provide humanitarian relief. The team consists of roughly 6 persons, and our main focus will be to help establish communications and also provide that outlook where that we're able to pass the necessary supplies on. Basically, a unit that is self-sufficient and also catalogs and helps the people of St. Vincent and Grenadines. So mostly on this trip was what we would consider to be hygiene kits. So we're looking at things like wipes and diapers and those sorts of personal hygiene. The stay will be until the mission is completed. That's no timeline. And once there's a need, then the teams are set up.
He is urging people to take hurricane warnings more seriously.
be prepared. We have this saying, or a time that people say that God is a virgin. It's time enough that we actually take it a bit more serious and we start putting necessary things in place, be it from building codes, be it from additional water tanks, be it from, you know, just taking a simple notice that electricity or the water might be going off, and then you're putting necessary things in place. So it also encourages people as well to secure the documents as well in some waterproof containers and just have like what we call like a smaller hurricane bag where you have all your essentials and at least food, at least for your family, for like 40 hours.
Color Sergeant of the Barbados Defense Force, Hilroy Stout. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Oliver Norville. Good afternoon.